When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Pettycast, let's get right into it. We get petty on Tuesdays at 8 o'clock. It's all pent-up pettiness from Sunday and Monday and over the weekend. So we highlight our own pettiness. We highlight the pettiness of others. It is called the Pettycast.
Embrace the pettiness. Embrace You're not trying it. To be a good human being at this hour on a Tuesday.
At least the next 17 minutes, embrace the pettiness.
You embrace your pettiness now so you don't take it out on those in your personal life.
That's right. I don't know if you saw this, and boy, I don't know if this tweet got deleted or not, because I'm clicking on it now, and it's not necessarily popping up. It said something went wrong while I was trying to load, but
Sarge had said that we have to hold CJ. Big Sarge had said that, you know, we have to hold something along the lines of that CJ Stroud deserved criticism, right?
He said CJ Stroud needs to be held accountable for his play in the second half.
Yeah.
And Kim Stroud, CJ's mom, retweeted and said, "Really?
Yeah, yeah."
I'm kind of enjoying this whole family member jumping in off the top rope thing that's going on. Man, between Kim Stroud and Tari Eason's mom.
Eason's mom gets after it.
Yeah.
Tari Eason's mom is very active and very vocal.
Yes.
And I don't know if CJ's mom is probably she doesn't seem like she's really wired that way, but she's also going to mama bear sometimes.
She's got to take care of her kid. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So I kind of like seeing it. I'm not going to lie.
I think that as far as Big Sarge's point, I think it is a valid point, and I don't think that people are shying away from saying that, yeah, those two interceptions were ugly interceptions. CJ himself said as much. You know, D'Amico, you know, very mildly criticized CJ and said that he needs to be better than that, or,
yeah,
you got to get better play than that. I would say that I think what Sarge said was correct, but that I also think that he is being held accountable, and he's holding himself accountable. But you got to look at the whole picture too, and look at how much pressure and how bad the pass protection's been,
yeah,
and how much that clouds the picture.
Yeah.
So
I'm just here for Sarge v. Kim Stroud is all. I'm ready for round two, man.
I don't want that.
It's the petty cast. Yeah. What are you talking about?
She's so nice.
She can handle her business.
Who are we being petty towards here?
We're
lauding her pettiness?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
And it's not really petty when you're just, you're sticking up for your son.
Right. This felt like a good place to slot this. Let's get to Micah Parsons. I think we can all agree this Micah Parsons thing is slathered in pettiness.
Yeah, you got to remind me about the petty that I'm supposed to be petty.
Here was Micah Parsons. This was construed by many as a shot at Mike McCarthy following the Cowboys' loss to the Eagles on Sunday.
You know, that's above my pay grade about if Mike is coaching again next year. But, you know, all coaching aside, Mike can leave and go wherever he wants. But guys, I kind of feel bad for his guys like Zach Martin and guys who might be on their last year on their way out, because that's who I wanted to hold the trophy for. You want to win games and do great things with those type of legends who put in more time and work than Mike McCarthy ever did. So those are the kind of guys that I have so much sympathy and hurt for.
Put in more and work than Mike McCarthy ever did.
The best thing is that this has all played out exactly like you would have expected. The first quote that you saw was, wow, Parsons sounds like he's attacking McCarthy for no reason, but there's probably a little bit more to it. And I figured there would be a bunch of people that stand up and saying, hey, Micah Parsons is a victim here. You guys got to listen to the whole exchange.
Yeah.
So you and I went back and we listened to the whole exchange.
Yes.
And yes, he was answering a question about, Mike McCarthy and where he might be next year and everything. So it wasn't like he brought it up unprompted. The part at the end there was where, he just flat out said that those players have put in more time than Mike McCarthy ever did.
More time and work.
Shut up, Micah. No, they haven't. Mike McCarthy, and I've been one of the most vocal Mike McCarthy critics. But Stop it. Stop acting like a guy who's been in the NFL for decades hasn't put in the hours that the NFL players did. I can tell you, as a player, I knew, like, I was known as a guy with a really good work ethic. I knew the whole time that I wasn't working the way the coaches work.
Right.
In terms of hours and everything. Had I done more bench press reps than the coaches? Yes. Had I lifted more weight? Sure. Had I done more wind sprints than Fat Richard Smith? You betcha. But, God, no. I hadn't put in the hours that those guys had. See, what the hell are you even talking about, Micah Parsons?
That might be – that's not on the rundown for the Pettycast, but that is – you taking a drive-by on Richard Smith for no reason –
right,
I think is perfect.
That's
for the
spirit of the Pettycast.
Spirit of the Pettycast. All right, here's Rex Ryan, former head coach. As you can imagine, he was none too pleased with Micah Parsons' take.
He doesn't deserve that. Mike McCarthy, no coach deserves that because the hours, trust me, my friend, the hours this guy's putting in, no player is putting in the work that a head coach is, I can assure you. And look, you can have some private issue, all right? Go to the owner, go to whoever, go to Mike McCarthy. But why the hell do you think you need to say that? That why do you need to hurt this man? Who do you think gets blamed for everything? He gets it anyway. And so why are you piling on? All right, yeah, dead man walking. Yeah, he is. But you know what? He's professional as hell. He hadn't once blamed a damn player, ever. It's bullshit.
No, and it is, and it's going into business for yourself. It's... you know, trying to, you know, and Micah, he's just so tone deaf and stupid in so many ways, but especially when it comes to, I think in Micah's mind, he was probably thinking like, yeah, I'm going to stand by my teammates, but he can't even do that right.
Yeah.
You know, like you put into a situation where, okay, if there's any chance at all of rescuing this Cowboys season, the way to do it is to not publicly question the head coach's work ethic.
Correct.
And while supporting it. It's like, Sean, we've talked about this before. It's like when somebody gives you a compliment, but they're simultaneously insulting one of your friends.
Yeah.
You know, like somebody comes up to you and is like, hey, Sean, boy, I love you as a radio host. Too bad you're saddled with that sad sack Seth. And you're like, okay, well, how do I respond to that? You know, I can't even accept the compliment.
Yeah.
Because you're also, without arguing with you about how you feel about Seth, I'm assuming
no.
that you would argue.
I've had plenty of practice, so I've got the shtick down. No.
So just, you know, no, there's nothing right about what you said, Micah Parsons.
Nope.
You are 100% and completely and totally, you have succumbed to the disease that is Dallas, which is that you can't, no matter how much talent you have on that roster, Jerry Jones has created an environment where publicity and attention and clicks are paramount above all else.
Right.
And it doesn't – actually winning football games,
yeah,
the owner doesn't genuinely care as much as he claims that he does. He wants ticket sales and clicks and attention and all of that, and it makes it really, really hard to be a head football coach in an environment like that.
Let's hear from Micah. Micah kind of walked it back a little bit on his podcast as we pettycast the Micah Parsons situation with Mike McCarthy. Here was Micah on his pod blaming the media for this current dust-up.
We all have to see through the BS of what these TV analysts are trying to do and, you know, provide us and basically take words. I never once threw or even intended to throw Mike McCarthy under the bus. Like I said, he's one of the most winningest coach. He is a Super Bowl champ. I never once brung up his past. And the question that was asked was about here in the Dallas Cowboys, did I see Mike McCarthy in our future? And I said, that's above my pay grade. So never once did I ever intended or wanted to reflect on Mike McCarthy's career because I always knew it was a good one. I've always had a great relationship with Mike McCarthy. And I never even put that in question.
Okay.
This is what's fun. We're at a point right now when it comes to the media where, you know, Micah, it's very easy to just claim, you know, to blame the media and try to be sure you point them out as the villains. And that's what these people do. And they're taking my words. No, man, none of it. Like he didn't even acknowledge or address the fact that he said that none of it. It's like everything you said, like that was the wrong thing to say, Micah. It was the wrong thing to say. But you got to remember, we're at a point now where podcasts are as influential in elections or otherwise.
Oh, yeah.
Like podcasts are a big deal.
Yes.
Like, you are the media.
Yep.
You are, like, this is not, in some respects, like, Joe Rogan's podcast is way more influential than a lot of conventional media outlets these days. That, no, you don't get to just breeze by it and blame it on the ESPN talking heads. There are people in podcasts saying this exact same thing that Sean and I are saying
right now. It's happening.
Micah, it's a you thing. It's not a media
thing. But here's the funny thing. And then there's this on the 5-Hour Energy fan line. 5-Hour Energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and football superfans. There's a text taking up for Micah. Stop putting words in his mouth. It's more about the physical work. He didn't say anything about hours.
He said time.
Here's what he said.
Do great things with those type of legends who put in more time and work than Mike McCarthy ever did.
Okay, so you're the one putting words in his mouth.
Yeah, you're saying that he didn't say more
he
time.
He said time.
What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah. All right, one more.
That's somebody who reads the first sentence of a tweet.
Yeah.
And then fires off a reply.
Yeah, doesn't
without
read
really,
the article.
Yeah, and that's what's killing humor.
Yes.
Because you can't even get past the setup of a joke. You get all triggered by the setup and then you respond.
Got one more petty Micah Parsons cut. Here's one more from the podcast where he goes after Rex Ryan.
For a guy like Rex Ryan, I just know he wanted to coach the Cowboys. Like, I'm perfectly happy that we have Zimmerman, because if we have a guy that's willing to go on TV and provide this type of nonsense, imagine what he could do to a locker room.
Yeah.
Like, that's just honestly just outrageous to me at the end of the day.
His name's Zimmer, by the way, your defensive coordinator.
What did he call him?
Zimmerman. Yeah.
listen, anybody, if you're going to actually sit here and act like Micah Parsons doesn't say stupid things all the time,
yeah,
and you're going to blame it on Rex Ryan or something, yeah, I feel like I need to smoke more whatever you're smoking, because that's just, you're so far detached and you're so far gone that you refuse to recognize and realize reality. The fun of the offseason was CJ showing up every few weeks telling Micah Parsons what an idiot he is.
Yes.
And yeah, that's what he is. But he's got 3 sacks on the year. He's doing a hell of a job.
Oh yeah.
He's doing a hell of a job.
Oh yeah. When he's out there, for sure.
He's played 5 games.
Yeah. All right, let's continue to petty cast here. This was a Sunday morning. This is going to be me being petty right now. Okay. You've been warned. This is Sunday morning's game between the Panthers and the Giants in Munich, Germany. Sean Hockley, nepo baby of Ed Hockley, the referee for this game. There's a false start in the first quarter, and then...
Verstatt, Angriff.
Oh!
5 Yards Strafen. It's by the center. It's third down.
Oh, look at Sean Hockley.
Here we go. He did the call in German. Oh, awesome. Rich Eisen freaking out about it. Like, the guy memorizes one line of German and be like, oh, this is great. And the crowd starts cheering. Sean Hockley, if there's any other referee, I'd be like, okay, that's pretty cool. But Ed Hockley's kid, you think Sean Hockley earned his way into this position here?
Sean Hockley, no, he's just he's done in the Texans with his overly aggressive. Talk about a guy that wants to live in Germany. Yeah. That dude loves law and order and rules and regs.
Both
and
of
everything
them
else like
Dad
that.
And the kid, yeah.
Yeah, they've gotten the Texans for the procedural penalties over. That crew right there has more of the illegal procedure calls than anybody else, and usually Hockley
do they really?
Yeah. So, no, I'm not buying it.
No.
Although, yeah, the Germans will go crazy for any attempt to speak German.
Oh, he's pandering. Like,
Ich bin Berliner was grammatically incorrect, but they were just so
close
stoked
enough
that Kennedy was even trying to say it. Yeah.
Close enough. Hey, one more petty, Dallas.
You know what else? In the NFL, I'm going to get petty about this.
Okay.
I'm so tired of that promo they run for the European games where they get so excited about people in Germany singing Country Roads, Take Me Home.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, all right, great. Yeah, they're singing an American pop song in English. Yeah. Okay, it's not some testament to their love for America or anything.
No,
okay,
no, not at all. One more.
John Dever wasn't—he wasn't even from the country. He's a fraud.
Oh, he wasn't.
No.
Oh. Okay. Well, that I kind of liked John Dever back
in
the day.
From like
Mountain Mama, Take Me Home. One more petty Dallas item. This is a tweet that I saw here from JTuck151. Chiefs trade for DeAndre Hopkins, that week he scores. Bills trade for Amari Cooper, that week he scores. Steelers trade for Mike Williams, that week he scores. Cowboys trade for Jonathan Mingo, that week he's inactive. So all these wide receiver trades going on for fourth and fifth round picks. Everybody else is getting touchdowns.
Yeah.
Cowboys are getting inactive Jonathan Mingo.
Cowboys were buyers at the trade deadline, extreme buyers, heavy buyers, and it turns out they probably shouldn't have been buyers, Sean, and certainly not at that price.
God, no. God, no.
It's like they went out and got a paycheck advance to buy a Louis Vuitton purse, you know?
Yeah.
It turns out it wasn't even a real Louis Vuitton purse.
No, it was one of those street ones in New York. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think, this is a text to the 5-Hour Energy fan line, you think Micah Parsons hurt his money with this incident? Isn't he a free agent? No, he didn't hurt his money. The Raiders still exist. He'll be fine.
He'll be fine. You know, and he's Parsons, again, going back to the podcast part of things, Parsons is one of those guys that I think in a previous era, he would have been kind of a goofy dude that every now and then would say something. But now that guys are available for comment 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, it gets to be... Because this isn't the first time either. Who was the run-in he had with a teammate last year? The teammate that criticized Micah Parsons' podcasting.
I don't recall.
Yeah, his teammate had criticized Micah Parsons' podcasting, and then they had kind of had to have a discussion about it.
Do you think he takes it more personal when his podcast gets criticized or his play on the field? I mean, it's hard to criticize a lot of what he does on the field. When he's healthy, he's a great player.
Probably his podcasting. Well, I know he got upset with the notion that he spends too much time or energy podcasting.
Podcasting, yeah.
And it isn't. The time and energy is really a nothing. I've never watched his podcast. I think he does it. I don't think he's got, like, somebody there as his co-host that kind of directs the show.
I don't know. I've never watched.
I think it's just Micah and from the clips I've seen. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's the ramifications of everything you say when you're speaking freely and loosely.
Yep.
I think CJ will probably dial back his podcast appearance schedule this next offseason. It's extra flack out there, and it's extra potential drama that you don't need.
I got one more pettycast, and this is just a factual pettiness here for someone whose audio we play quite a bit on the show. This was Colin Cowherd yesterday on the show previewing the Dolphins versus Rams game last night.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go.
Well, the Rams are still not healthy on the interior of their O-line. They're playing a rookie center. They don't want to. They're playing a pretty marginal left guard. So it's still not a great O-line. Is Christian Wilkins playing the D-tackle for the Dolphins?
They're not going to do inactives until a little later today.
So, I mean, I think the Rams could have a little problem running the ball tonight through their interior. But
okay, there's one problem with asking, is Christian Wilkins playing tonight? He's on injured reserve.
Yeah.
B, he plays for the Las Vegas Raiders.
Right, which was one of the more heralded signings in the offseason. Somebody that a lot of people were hoping to get, Christian Wilkins or what have you. My thought immediately, Sean, was I've experimented with using ChatGPT for show prep.
Yeah.
And I have largely not really found a strategy where I think it's adequate. Mostly because ChatGPT will spit out information like that. It has a really hard time sometimes getting the timelines right and stats right in sports. And I could totally see if I had said, hey, give me a preview of this game and tell me concerns. ChatGPT might have spit something out about Christian Wilkins being injured.
Seth,
yeah.
Pettycast.
Yeah, no. This is what I'm saying. I'm being petty.
Okay.
I think that Colin Cowherd is trying to use ChatGPT for
show prep. Okay. I thought you were saying...
Can you have an attention span of more than 20 seconds, Sean?
No.
I'll get petty towards your ass.
No, I thought you were sticking up for Colin Cowherd.
No, I'm saying I think he might be phoning it in with ChatGPT.
Oh, I got you. I got you. That would be bad if he used ChatGPT. That would be bad. Isn't AI supposed to be an efficiency tool for some of us in the...
It should be if you use it properly.
Right.
If you try to have it, you know, perform your heart surgery right this moment, probably not a good idea. Sometime off in the future, sure. But like with any new technology, you got to figure out when and where to use it.
Okay, we have breaking news in the NFL, and I am very
petty about it.
And I am very curious what Texan fan reaction is going to be to what one other NFL team is doing. And this NFL team has a bright young quarterback just like the Texans. We'll share this with you coming up next.